On CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast. Now, a lot of interest in those funny little blue things washing up on our coastlines recently, Jess.
Yeah, be alert but not alarmed, perhaps, is the message here. But we wanted to find out a little bit more.
From an expert, we've got the Vice President of the Devonport Surf Life Saving Club, Luke Emmett, with us. Good morning, mate.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Good.
Now, first of all, what are these blue balloon-looking things that wash up on our beaches?
Oh, the jellyfish, I presume you're talking about.
Yeah.
Personally, I haven't seen any of them this year, but there's been a lot of the jellyfish out there, that's for sure.
So the blue bottle that's sort of creating the interest on the coast, what should we do if we stumble across those?
Well, the best approach is to anything from the sea wash with warm water, as warm as you can bear.
So warm, okay, warm water. So not vinegar, like a lot of people say.
Oh, look, they still... depends on who you talk to.
Yeah.
It's not, probably not going to hurt from a mindset point of view, but warm water seems to work the best at the moment.
Okay. What about a bit of wee?
Sorry?
can you wee on a jellyfish sting? Does that help?
Yeah, well, it's warm water, I suppose. I wouldn't recommend it.
You wouldn't recommend it. They'll probably just keep your bits and pieces in your pants and deal with it another way, really.
Exactly, yeah. Warm water is what they're saying is works the best for anything from the sea.
Now, are all jellyfish something that we need to be concerned about, or are some of them totally harmless?
Oh, look, they affect everyone differently. You've got to be prepared for them to be there. They're in the sea, obviously. We don't see loads of them along here on the in Devonport anyway. And then every now and then you'll see them come through. We've had a lot of easterly weather this summer, so they push through with the warmer currents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess what I want to draw interest to and the attention to is, I mean, we go to Queensland, we go to Northern Territory, we see signs all over the beaches saying it's stinger season, stay out of the ocean. We don't have that here in Tasmania. So is there anything life-threatening other than sharks
mm-hmm.
on our local coastlines here in Tasmania that we should be watching out for, Luke?
No, look, I don't think there is. Obviously, conditions are the biggest things for us. So the stronger winds and knowing the conditions and knowing your abilities to a degree.
Yeah.
That's probably more of a concern. The jellyfish, yep, they're out there. Once again, I haven't seen one yet.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of the browner ones. The browner ones don't tend to create too much of a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
They're more of a rash and uncomfortable, and people don't like it, but... yeah, I don't think so.
So, do we need to watch out for box jellyfish here in Tassie?
Yeah, always got to keep an eye out for everything, Lee, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, so it is good to know.
He's going by experience here, but be alert but not alarmed, as they say, with everything.
Sounds like the best approach.
Exactly. And then to remove them, if you can get a pair of rubber gloves, if you do get stung,
mm-hmm.
get a pair of rubber gloves. Remove them with salt water and then apply your warm water.
Right.
And obviously try and get medical help if needed.
Sure.
So there's a method. Obviously, this is for people that have an adverse reaction after being in the ocean. It's pretty certain that it's going to be a jellyfish if you've come out mm-hmm. with a rash or you're stinging or itching.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to know if a blue-winged octopus has come across you. That's just in the sea. You asked if there's dangerous things out there. Well, there's those. They're in the sea as well.
There's probably
more of the blue-ringed octopus than there is the box jellyfish.
Right, okay.
So the blue-ringed octopus, they kind of hang around rock pools and stuff, don't they?
They're more along your rock area. They're not on your sand area. That's exactly
But right. again, your message here this morning seems to be just keep an eye out because the oceans are uncharted waters for a lot of people, aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it's nice. And hopefully it's starting to warm up a bit in Tassie. It feels like we haven't had a lot of summer yet.
Yeah, exactly right. But it does just all of a sudden. I remember last year it was I was on the East Coast for New Year's Eve and it got up to nearly 40 degrees.
Yeah, wow.
And that was the year that I got bitten by something in the ocean and I still don't know what it was, but it wasn't a nice reaction. So, you just never know when those temperatures change suddenly as well. We all just flock to the ocean.
Exactly.
Luke, while I've got you, mate, what's coming up at the club? Anything interesting on the calendar?
14th of Feb, we've got a senior surf carnival on. And,
great.
Yeah, we haven't had one in Devonport for a while, so that's going to be good.
Awesome.
All right, mate, thanks for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks, guys.